Welcome to the Sleep by Shea podcast. Today, I have some exciting news to share. We've partnered with Sealy Posturepedic, a brand synonymous with quality sleep, to bring you a special series sponsored by their recent sleep census. Over the next three episodes, we'll be delving into the findings and uncover what might be affecting the quality of your sleep. I'm particularly excited because we'll be joined by sleep psychologist, Dr. Hayley Meeklam. Together, we'll unpack some of the reasons you might be waking with sleep disturbances and some common factors that might be preventing you from feeling truly refreshed. I will also be joined by two of Sealy Posturepedic's spokespeople, Emily Graham, Director of Sealy Posturepedic, and Dan Green, Head of Research and Development, who will shed some light on the latest innovations and how your mattress plays a crucial role in your sleep experience. And lastly, I will walk you through how to set up your perfect sleep environment, what you need to do with your bedroom in order to prepare for relaxation and get good quality sleep. You might be surprised what is actually required. So if you find yourself waking up feeling less than refreshed or dealing with frequent disturbances during the night, and you suspect your mattress might be the culprit, then these upcoming episodes are tailor-made for you. Get ready to cover off sleep science, uncover actionable insights, and pave the way for nights filled with restorative sleep. Thank you for joining us, and let's get started. I am really looking forward to this episode as the owner of a Sealy Posturepedic mattress, and only in the last couple of years, actually, I am completely blown away by the difference for me as a customer and somebody in sleep that experiences from my amazing bed. And recently I had the pleasure of going out to the headquarters, so out in Brisbane, to the site where they actually manufacture and make the beds. And again, completely blown away by not only the facilities, but also the technology. So, Emily is a director of Sealy Posturepedic, and Dan is the head of research and development. And the first question that I love to ask, Emily, we'll start with you, is how did you sleep last night?
I would say okay. Always Sunday nights are my worst night, and that is because we get HelloFresh delivered in the middle of the night, and my dog barks every single Sunday night. And she's an excellent guard dog, and I don't want to stop her guarding if we would ever be robbed. But I always know Sunday night's going to be bad because around 1 a.m. the food box gets dropped off, and she goes crazy until we get up and get her.
Well, it's kind of a good thing that you know about it, but also annoying.
So annoying. And it's so repeatable, and it's so hot at the moment. So once we get into like winter months, I'll have it delivered during the day, and we get like, you know, uninterrupted sleep 7 nights a week. But at the moment, it's only 6.
Perfect. Well, thank you for sharing and being honest. And Dan, how about you?
Look, pretty good last night, actually. Sunday nights can be a bit restless, thinking about what's coming up in the week ahead and trying to, you know, balance family life. Got two young kids, so that keeps life interesting. They start about 2 hours before I'd like to start the day, but that's okay. That's all part and fun of it all. But, you know, not too bad last night.
Oh, good. And, you know, as you know, and being a parent myself, it changes. They do get older, and then they don't ever want to get out of bed. So it can also be an equal challenge.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
So let's get started, because one of the reasons that we're talking today is because Sealy Posturepedic just completed a huge survey, the sleep census, and unpacking so much great data and intel into what is actually happening for a lot of Australians when it comes to getting good sleep. And Emily, you know, I'd love to hear from you around what actually motivated the organisation to conduct this survey, and what were some of the key findings that's come out?
I mean, no problem. So as you would know from having Dan here on the call, we invest as a company quite heavily in research and development. And, you know, we really take a lot of care to design beds which are going to hopefully promote a good night's sleep. But in addition to designing, I guess, from sort of the medical research forward, we like to validate all of that with how consumers are actually feeling and what matters to them. So as a company, we undertake this sort of activity fairly regularly, go out there, 20,000 different respondents across all age groups, and ask them lots of questions about how they are sleeping in order that we can actually take that data and hopefully design a better product to improve the night's sleep. And I guess the number one takeaway for us, which is motivating to do more and try harder in the future, is that the vast majority of Australians aren't actually waking up feeling well rested. Mm. And there's lots of reasons for that, and a mattress can be one of those reasons. And to the extent that your mattress can influence that, we want to make it better.
Yeah, and it's 94%. Is that right? From the
That is right. I mean, it's sort of ridiculously high. Yeah. Who are those 6%? Go them.
I think that might be me.
Yay! Good for you, Shay. But honestly, it doesn't need to be that high. I think, you know, there are reasons, of course, like small children stress, whatever. But more people should be able to wake up feeling sort of well rested.
And as a local family owned company, Australian made and designed, it's so critical and important that you're investing so much into the research and development space. And I think by doing these regular research, like the sleep census, that you're able to gather such relevant data. And then the best thing is that you're turning and using that data into creating a much better product. So is there anything else, Emily, that, you know, through looking at that data that you could really see, apart from people, you know, 94% of Australians not feeling refreshed when they wake up in the morning, was there anything else that really stood out that you thought, oh, that's what we're going to use moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, the critical point for us is really about back pain. And when we think about mattresses, we think about support and about comfort. And the survey showed that 3 in 5 Australians are actually waking up with back pain, which for a mattress manufacturer indicates that perhaps you're not getting the appropriate support that you need. And I think even more disturbing for us is that it's not just sort of older people who might have other health issues, but it's a lot of younger people as well. So that says to us that, you know, the average Australian can sleep on a better mattress than they are, something sort of hopefully with better support and really get through that back pain issue.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it is really interesting that it's not just older people, that it is, you know, taking into account younger people. And, you know, a lot of the times when I speak to people, particularly when it comes to beds and mattresses, they're potentially holding on to their mattress for probably more than the recommended amount of time as well, which seems to sometimes be a problem.
I think that's definitely true. And look, we get it. We talk about mattresses as being a bit of a grudge purchase. So they tend not to look forward to buying the new mattress. I mean, it's very important too, but I get that's why people hold on to them because, you know, you get excited about a bigger TV or, you know, other fun stuff around the home. And we know that mattresses don't generally convey that same level of excitement, but honestly, it's so important. And when you're sleeping on the right mattress, you will know and you will feel better and you'll wake up and you'll be more refreshed and honestly not have that back pain.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, given that we're meant to spend a third of our lives in our bed, you know, when you break it down to a cost per use, so as a female, often I'm, you know, talking about cost per wear. And when you break it down to a cost per use, this is something that you really want to invest in because, you know, we've really changed a lot of our lifestyle habits as well around what we're doing in our beds. Now, as somebody who's coaching people constantly about, you know, creating better sleeping habits, using your bed is, you know, for things other than sleep is not really the ideal, but a lot of people are doing this as well. So I'm sure that this is also a contributing factor to, you know, to some of the maybe the pain or the ailments that people are feeling.
I think that's true. I think sleep is such a complex area. And I mean, you would know this better than anyone. And there's so many reasons why someone might not be getting great night's sleep or might, you know, not be having sort of the best mattress that they could for them. But from our perspective as sort of a mattress sort of manufacturer, and this is really where, I mean, Dan's just like phenomenal in this space, is we're trying to design the best range of products for people. And when we think really carefully about sort of, you know, height distribution and weight distribution and men and women and what is going to be a range of products which is going to maximize the best sleeping environment, of course you need to do all that other stuff and it's better if the room's dark and it's better if you don't have, you know, a barking dog in the middle of the night. But To the extent that you can get a good mattress, I mean, we really put a lot of effort. And Dan, not so much me. Dan puts a lot of effort into making sure that that happens.
Absolutely. Well, let's go to Dan. I think that's a great segue. So, Dan, the sleep census explored this correlation, this link between the mattress choice and sleep quality. I'd love to hear from you around, the connections that were discovered between the type of mattress individuals use and then what their sleep outcomes are.
Well, look, thanks, Shay. Look, I think it's really interesting. And look, thanks, Emily, for a great wrap. We all work pretty hard on trying to make a great bed. It's kind of what drives everything that we do. But I guess the interesting observations from the sleep census are probably around the fact that, you know, we know that your bodies change, right? So, like, you know, the bed that you picked and thought was great 5 or 6 years ago, now 5 or 6 years later may not actually be that great for you because your body's changed and what you need's changed. You know, there's some stuff that we sort of know from our research around what makes a good bed. You know, less pressure, you get better sleep. You know, better your body alignment, the better sleep you get. But how the bed provides that to you can change as well through, you know, changes in the actual durability of the product. And, you know, over almost half the people from the sleep census who have an older bed that's kind of 7 or 10 years old actually have sleep issues. And so that correlation for us is interesting to observe in that we try to make beds that are very durable, but I also think it speaks to the fact that people's body and needs change as well. And so by sleeping on a product that's quite old, you may not actually be giving yourself the best chance of getting the best night's sleep. And by finding another product that's sort of right for you now is probably an opportunity to improve your sleep. And it also kind of confirms that, you know, there's no such thing as one mattress for everybody. Everybody actually needs a different mattress, and we work hard to make great ones. But you kind of got to pick the thing that's right for you. And the sleep sensors also indicated that if you spend sort of some more money and invest in, you know, a quality mattress, you do get a better sleep outcome, because some people who are sleeping on sort of the cheaper, lower end of mattresses aren't getting a great night's sleep. And so I think there's a message there that you probably need to invest as best you can. You know, we work hard to provide that as a great option from our perspective, and also probably relook at what's going on and how long you've had your mattress and is it sort of right for you now.
Yeah. And I like that, the fact that what you're talking about there is that people change. So, you know, we go through all of these stages in our life, so the different lifestyle stages where we do require different support for our body depending on where we're at. So when we're younger, maybe we need less as we, you know, come into the child rearing years and through pregnancy, we probably is when we really start to notice our mattress. And then as we get older as well.
That's exactly right. And we do a lot of research to understand that. So we've got an orthopedic advisory board we work closely with, which partners with Queensland University of Technology here in Brisbane. And, you know, we've been running extensive research projects for years with those guys understanding sleep. And actually it's quite interesting what you say there, because for some of our initial research, we used, you know, young, healthy people between sort of 18 and 30. I mean, healthy is, you know, physically healthy people between 18 and 30. And they can kind of sleep anywhere. I mean, my 5-year-old daughter can sleep anywhere. She falls asleep on the floor. She in the most uncomfortable positions. And I guess I used to too, probably in my teenage years and at university, used to sleep anywhere. But as you get older, what you need to sleep on changes. And we've done a lot of research to sort of understand that. But the universal things are around two areas. That's around sort of support and comfort. So from a support perspective, we've done a lot of research to understand how the body's alignment needs to be positioned to give you the best chance of good rest and recovery from you know, your busy days, trying to provide that relief. And through the research with the OAB, you know, using MRI scans and 3D scanning of people and putting over 180 different mattresses in different people's homes and seeing how they sleep, we've been able to kind of build this knowledge that allows us to test and understand our products, so we can develop products that are able to support you. Doesn't really matter what size or shape you are. We've sort of designed systems that kind of sense and respond through the support systems and our spring technologies to help you sort of get better sleep. And then we have a range of different comforts as well that allow you to try and find the right comfort for you. And that's the thing that sort of changes over time and that you need to consider.
So, Dan, you know, I think that absolutely agree that I look at my children who can sleep anywhere, and then as we move into these lifestyle changes, that our needs change, and we're really looking for comfort, support, being able to jump out of bed feeling good physically. And, you know, for a lot of people, maybe they're holding on to their mattress for a bit longer than what they should be. What's the actual time that people should be looking at having a mattress for?
That's a good point, Shay. I think, you know, we offer a 10-year warranty on our product. So, look, we stand behind our product the last sort of 10 years the way that it is. But I think the piece that's important to consider is how you change over that period of time. And so we sort of know that people typically seem to change mattresses between sort of 6 and 7 years from when they initially buy it. And that's typically around sort of as their bodies change and evolve. I know that my body is very different to what it was like 6 or 7 years ago before we had kids. And so now our requirements and sort of how I feel mean that I probably actually a different comfort sort of choice on my mattress than what I would have 6 or 7 years ago. So I think it's important to acknowledge when things change to make sure that you are giving yourself the best sort of sleep surface to try and give you the best chance of getting a great night's sleep. And that's something that really drives everything that we do with our research and development, you know, using orthopedic advisory boards, using universities, understanding how your body needs to be supported to get a great night's sleep, and then finding a way to develop tests to allow us to simulate in our lab how your body will react on a mattress, and then designing great beds. And so, yeah, a lot of our effort goes into making sure that when you do buy a Sealy Posturepedic or you're looking to buy a new mattress, you can find something that's right for you from a comfort perspective, but it's also able to, you know, help you with support and all the other key bits and pieces associated with trying to help you get a great night's sleep.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I noticed when I was out doing a tour is that, you know, you're not just churning out mattresses for the sake of mattress. These mattresses have all been designed for different requirements depending on where you're at, and they're made to order, really. Like, you know, what I was seeing when I was walking through was that there were mattresses that had been ordered last week, they were being made, and then they were going to be delivered to you. And I think that there's something in that as well, that you know that you're covering off a full range for requirements for what people are looking for.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and that's really a big part about what drives us too, is that we make things to order typically. You know, someone goes into a store, works with the people in the store to select the right bed for them, and then we'll make it for them. You know, it's all handmade, high quality materials, all sourced as locally as we can get everything in Australia, and then delivered to the store then to them. And you know, it's really important to think about how all the different components all come together to give you a great sleep surface, because it's, you know, it's easy to go and buy a bed in a box online. You know, it makes your life sort of simple and easy. I mean, I love online purchases because it makes my life, which is already busy and hard enough as it is, much easier. And as Emily said, a mattress can be a bit of a grudge purchase. But you need to actually think about what you're actually sleeping on and really give that some time and consideration. So I suspect that, you know, people who, I mean, and survey, sorry, the sleep census supports it, that the people who actually buy beds online without trying them are actually more likely to get a poor night's sleep. And so investing the time and effort to go into a store to try a bed and find the thing that's right for you now based on where your body's at, that's really important.
Absolutely. You know, and I think we talked before about spending a third of our lives in our beds, hopefully, and, you know, this being a cost per use kind of scenario of looking at it. So that therefore, if you're taking all those things into consideration and taking that time, as you just said, to go in and test and try mattresses, which you can do. So you can go into any of the, you know, retailers that support your product, certainly, and give it a test and see how it feels.
Absolutely.
And so, Dan, you know, if we're looking as well about, you know, your further research. So you mentioned before that you've got a board. You work in conjunction with the board of osteopaths. Was mm-hmm. it? Was it the
Orthopedic Advisory Board.
Yeah, the Orthopedics Advisory Board. So what is it that when you're looking at that, so looking at the research and working with those people, what are you looking at in the technology to make sure that the mattresses are at that leading edge of technology to support people in their sleep?
Best description ever, Shay. Support people is what it's all about. So people, when you go to sleep, the learnings, it's all about the fact you need something that's supportive to help hold your body in a position that allows you to get a really good night's sleep and sort of feel great in the morning, wake up without a sore back. And you also need to be comfortable. So, you know, support and comfort are sort of the two key things. We do a lot of research and testing on our R&D centre. And so working with the Orthopaedic Advisory Board, or OAB, those guys are sort of independent to us. We use them to provide an intellectual foundation for what we're trying to do. We don't just want to make a nice single line. We actually want to make something that's great for you to get a great night's sleep. And so we use the research with that team of people to really guide what we do. And from a support perspective, that's all about making sure when you do go to sleep that you're sort of in as close a position as you can be to kind of your neutral standing position. So all our research sort of says that as long as you're sort of standing in a nice, relaxed, good posture position, and you can be in that position when you're sleeping, you're likely to get a better night's sleep. We know that for fact from our research. And so then we design and develop springs and edge support systems that are designed to sort of sense and respond, so that if you're very light and you're not putting much pressure in a certain area of the mattress, well, then it's quite soft. And then in areas of the mattress where you're heavy or you're putting a lot of force, then the mattress can feel quite firm. And so we do a lot of work and then testing to verify that our product's able to respond to people to give them a great sleep surface from a support perspective. And then the other piece in the puzzle is comfort. Obviously, we all know that, you know, if you've got a really nice, comfortable surface that feels great, it's much easier to go to sleep. And then once you are asleep, if it's got good pressure relief, we know from our research that you're not going to toss and turn as much. And if you don't toss and turn as much, then you get a better night's sleep too. So I guess the reason that we do all that research is all about trying to make the best bed for people. And that's around, you know, support and comfort. And then we also want to be able to make sure it does that for the full 10 years of our warranty. So we do a lot of durability testing. And that's sort of how we try to make sure our beds are the best in the market.
And, you know, considering that there's so much technology, so we're about to be bombarded in the next couple of years with AI, you know, filtering in and looking at that sleep and tech space, and there are so many advancements in sleep science now. So have you found, what are the findings from the sleep census that, influence any of the recent innovations or improvements that Sealy Posturepedic have made from your mattress standpoint?
So I think I was really surprised. I mean, validated, happy, surprised probably isn't true. I expected, and it was nice to have it validated, that more Posturepedic customers wake up without back pain compared to any other mattress brand. So that's been a really nice validation of all the research, testing and work that we do to make beds that do provide great support and comfort for people. So that was a really nice validation.
And from a testing point of view, when I was in at your head office, I could see there were these machines that were doing all these different weight testings and things like that, which were, absolutely amazing. So there's obviously a lot of research that goes into what you're doing. And do you see that changing? Does that, change on a yearly basis? How do you know when you need to start looking at new technology to bring in to make sure that you're ahead of or on top of that space?
Great question. I mean, I'd like to change things constantly because I think we're always, I mean, I've got a team of people here and we've got, people all across the world as part of our Sealy International research team, and we're always trying to make a better bed, and so we're always trying to innovate and change and improve things. And that's all around, making a more supportive, a more comfortable, more durable product. And, how often do we want to change things? I mean, as often as we can get something out, but the challenge is around making sure it's real. And so it's easy to just make something and say, a various claim about it, but the thing that makes us different, the thing that makes us kind of who we are, is about making sure when we say our product's going to do it, that it does it. And that takes a little while. We'll typically change ranges in the Australian market about every 2 years, and that'll be around upgrades and applications of learnings from our various testing. We might make some adjustments to comfort layers. We might make some adjustments to how the bed looks or how we put it together, just trying to constantly optimize and improve. And then we'll make what we call platform changes or significant technology changes typically about every 5 or 6 years, depending how our development processes are going and if things work the way we hope they do. Go through a lot of different iterations before you find the thing that does actually work across all those things. But, typically every 2 years we'll change something, and then every 6 years we'll try and do a platform change and make that step change in technology and really sort of push forward trying to make a better bed.
Yeah, and so It's interesting, isn't it? Because we've talked a couple of times about sometimes people feel that mattresses are a grudge purchase. But when we're listening to you, Dan, you can really understand that, you know, you're investing in your sleep by choosing a brand like Sealy Posturepedic because of the infrastructure, the technology, you know, all of this science that's integrated in support, in this comfort and support when it comes to getting a great night's sleep.
Yeah, that's right. We spend a lot of time, money and effort trying to make the world's best bed. I sometimes say, you know, anyone can kind of make a bed. I mean, you can go buy a block of foam from the foam manufacturer and some fabric from a Spotlight or a Lincraft and get the old sewing machine out and make one for your kids or something if you really wanted to. But the want to make the world's best, this constant pursuit of, you know, the perfect night's sleep for everyone, you know, it's something that really gets us and makes us different, you know, and what the products that you buy today are the result of, you know, over 60 years of research that, you know, we as a global business have been doing, and we continue to push out into that space to learn more. And sort of the more that we know more than anyone, it allows us to make a better bed that's real and delivers it for the customer. So, you know, it's something we're very passionate about. It's hard to really explain or show what it's like from on a podcast perspective. I'm glad you've been able to come out and see the facilities, but it's something that, you know, there's a lot of people working very hard to try and make sure everyone gets a great night's sleep.
And Dan, this is not a, this was a, wasn't a question that was in the questions, but what made you move into this space, into bedding?
Good question. look, I'm a mechanical engineer and I have a thing called the knack. And that is that everything I always look at it and think there must be a better way. I'm sure it drove my family bananas. I mean, I know that it did. It drove my family crazy. But, you know, I've done a lot of different things. I mean, I've been here for 12 years this year. And did I expect to be here 12 years? And
I know you didn't expect to be here.
But I did not think that I would be here for 12 years.
You were young when you started. I mean, you're still young, younger.
That's right. I was under 30 when I started. You know, like I was just, you know, exploring. And no, what made me come here? Look, I'd worked for a number of different startup businesses doing all kinds of bits and pieces in defense and other manufacturing businesses. And I applied for a job out of the blue without any branding. So I didn't know it was sincerely. But then I sort of came here, went through the interview process with the team here. I sort of understood that, you know, it's an area really of incredible potentials, sleep surfaces. You know, I look at it and think it's currently the majority of offerings in the market today are quite low tech. Sealy, we have some great technology offerings that are better and different than everyone else. And it's nice being able to pick that up and then drive it forward. And we have a sort of commitment as a global business to be the best and to make our products better and different than everyone else's. And the opportunity to come in at the sort of start of that process, build up a team of people here, build up some sort of truly world-leading research partnerships with universities to try and understand how we all sleep, because then we can all benefit. That's what kind of makes it an interesting job, and that's sort of what allows us to really, you know, push on and explore things in places and in ways that I never thought we did. And what's exciting is I think what we're looking at now is great and interesting, but I suspect that there'll be another 10 things in another 5 years' time that we didn't even think about today that we need to work out how to make a better night's sleep. So
absolutely.
It's a constant pursuit of perfection and tinkering, I guess.
I love that.
I was going to add one thing. I think it's really interesting. I mean, Sealy is the market leading brand in Australia and has been sort of for a long time now. And you know, I think there's two ways when you're the market leading sort of product in your category. One is to sort of rest on your laurels and sort of say, look, I've got there. People must like what I'm doing. You know, now's the time to like sit back and reap the benefits, you know, and you keep selling and stuff. But companies in that, you tend not to hang on to the market leadership forever and you sort of stagnate and die. And we've made a different choice as we sort of attained that market leadership position, but it's better and more constantly. And I just think that's exciting. I think it's exciting. Mm. We're so privileged to sell enough mattresses that we can do sleep censuses and get reasonable data from a large sample size who does sleep on our product and know how it performs, but also to actually want to sort of build on that and be better. And I think it's, that makes it a fun combination. You have sort of the stability and certainty of the you know, the grounds you've already made in the market, but the push to be more.
Agree. And the passion as well, I think, is part of it all, isn't it? Like being able to talk with both of you today, for anyone that's listening that's in the market for a new mattress or just is interested, you know, this is why you would choose to invest and in your sleep by choosing a mattress from Sealy Posturepedic, because you can hear and sense the passion that comes from both of you, which I think just solidifies everything. So well done. I think it's absolutely amazing what you're doing, and I love that you're able to, you know, as you just depicted, Emily, that it's just moving it forward constantly. And obviously, Dan, that's something that you're really interested in doing as well, and finding out more information and more research so that people can get a better night's sleep, because really that's what we're all in the business to be doing. So, Emily, to that point, I'd love to know, because I'm sure that this is what people are wanting to hear, is how do you choose the right mattress?
Look, I would say it's not – you probably have to spend some time. So Dan mentioned before going into store. We think going into a store and actually physically touching the product, lying down on it, is the number one most important thing. But of course, most people these days, they want to do a bit of research online first. You want to get a sense of how the market works, where do you shop, what does it cost, etc. And there's lots of ways you can do that. So on our website, sealy.com.au, we have a mattress selector tool, which you can help get a sense of like sizes, if that's important for you, what will fit in your bedroom or how many people you're sleeping, that sort of thing. But also what sort of preference you like in terms of comfort, lots of things to sort of arm you with information. We also have a mattress buying guide you can download. But once you've done that research, and, you know, you can look at our website, there's other websites, you know, look around, inform yourself. But we would say then go to a store. The people in the store, they want to sell you a mattress that you like, because then, you know, you'll be happy and you won't come back and say, hey, my mattress, give me something else. So there's complete alignment there. And visit a retailer. They'll all have sort of a number of different brands, including ours. And we would say just lie down on the product, spend sort of 10, 15 minutes and really try and get a sense of whether it's comfortable for you, because we don't want people to be scared to touch the product or just, you know, tap it on the end and say, oh, that feels soft. And it will feel soft, but lie down, because the comfort sort of can be different. We're very confident that we have the most research and the strongest back support in the market, and we're very happy with that durability. But I do think comfort is more of a personal preference. And we would say get into store and lie down on a mattress and see what you like.
And I think also, Emily, the sleep census data revealed that 83% of people sleeping on a Sealy Posturepedic mattress wake up feeling refreshed and well rested. Like, that's a really big number.
Yeah, and honestly, we're like proud and delighted. I mean, it makes us feel sort of so good, because really, if you wake up feeling well rested, you're just in such a better frame of mind to approach the day, and you're sort of more likely to be productive and, you know, I don't know, have a good night's sleep the next night as well, you know, because you then have that sort of like positive feedback cycle. So that was really, really, you know, wonderful for us to hear. And I think it does show that if you actually sort of, if you're able to take the time to choose a mattress, I think you will reap the dividends from that. And it's worth it.
Absolutely. Dan, did you have anything else to add to that?
It's really important that people take the time to find the right bed for them. There's no such thing as one great bed to suit everyone. I mean, I wish that there kind of was, because it makes sort of designing and developing something much faster and easier. And, you know, probably 12 years ago, I probably naively thought it would be possible. The reality is that, you know, through all our research, all of our knowledge, people need to really get the bed that's right for them today. Think about finding something that's supportive. We know if you're not supported well, you won't sleep well. You have to make sure you're well supported, and you have to find the right level of comfort that's right for you. And really, honestly, the only way to do that is to actually try the beds. I mean, you can buy online, do all the research online, but you got to go jump on the thing and spend some time on it. That's the biggest sort of challenge for people. And I know that it can be a bit of a grudge purchase, and taking the time out to try and get into a store to purchase something is hard. I know. But for this kind of thing, which you're going to have for a large number of years, and that's really going to be a big part of your life, even though you're just asleep, hopefully, during that time, it's important to take the time and the effort to find what's right.
Absolutely. And I love the advice. So you can go online first to Sealy, or, you know, as Emily said, there are lots of websites that you can choose, but we're hoping that you'll go to Sealy
and
go on.
We
and
want to be fair.
We
do.
Hope that. Well, that's why we're having this conversation. And we hope that you go online. And I think it, because a lot of people do like to go and do the research first online and then go in store, as Dan said, and lie on the mattresses. It's like choosing a pillow. It can be really hard to find the right pillow. But if you go and take that time to just lie on them, which is what you're encouraged to do, then you can really get the best one for you. And I think that the great thing is that they're excellent people. They're very knowledgeable when it comes to helping you choose the right bed. I certainly had that experience myself and ended up with an amazing Sealy mattress and bed, and absolutely love it. So for anybody out there that is sitting on the fence and thinking, oh, it really is time that I invest in my sleep and choose and get a new mattress and it's time to upgrade, this is the recommendation for you. I think that, you know, it's a really different topic of conversation that I certainly haven't interviewed anyone in the mattress space before. It's something that I'm very passionate about, and I love that both of you are so passionate as well, because this is the fundamental when it comes to getting good sleep is, first of all, looking at your bedroom environment, having a bed that is comfortable and is supportive. So thank you, Emily and Dan, so much for joining me today.